Being that we're in Parshas Mishpatim, we have the famous, maybe the most famous two words in all of Chumash, Naaseh V'Nishma, I'll share with you a fascinating insight I heard into a Gemara in the Masechet Shabbos on this topic. The Gemara says, as you very well may know, Amar Rav Avidimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa, Maseches Shabbos Daf Peches, Melamed Shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Har Kegigas. Hashem placed a big, huge mountain on top of the Jews, like a gigas, like a barrel. V'amar lahem, im atem mekablim haTorah mutav, v'imlav sham tehei kivuraschem. If you accept my Torah, great, and if not, then you will die. Sham. There. Which is surprising, because really where they're going to die, l'chora po, right here. There's a big, huge mountain on you, and it comes down landing on you. You're not going to die there. You're going to die exactly where you are. L'chora pshat is not. Your guts are going to splatter all over. And sham, you'll be... That's not what's going on in the Gemara. What does it mean, sham? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov mikan modia rabba la'oraisa v'amarava af alpichein hador kiblu b'me'ach ha'shmerosh t'chsev kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim Kimu, Mashikit, Mukfar, this is Nogaya, both to the Parsha as well as Purim. The famous Pasuk in the Megillah says, Kimu v'Kiblu, the Jews were Makabel, Kimu, Mashikit, Mukfar. There was a second Kabbalah. Only later on in the times of Purim did the Jews really internalize deeply, profoundly upon themselves, not because they were forced, but out of choice. Then and only then did the Jews really accept the Torah properly, or by themselves, I should say. And the standard explanation of this Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them to do it, forced them into the Torah, insisted they accept the Torah, and it, later on, finally, we hit the great Madrega, we came to the greater of the two levels of Kabbalah and Torah, and the Jews accepted it to themselves. And after all, isn't that the greatest, greater level? Isn't that the more important level, to accept it yourself, to internalize it yourself, to want it for yourself? And perhaps the answer is yes, but perhaps not. There's even two schools of thought. For 1,000 years, we waited from Kabbalah and Torah until the Jews finally accepted the Torah the right way. It could be true if historically correct. It's historically correct, but certainly somewhat unsettling. And perhaps one could suggest, maybe even surprisingly, that the greater form of Kabbalah Satorah is what it's forced upon you. Really? Maybe one can argue, Hashem didn't just force the Torah upon the Jews, Kaf Alam Har Kegigis, because otherwise they wouldn't have accepted it. After all, doesn't Naaseh V'Nishma imply that what? They were willing to accept it. After Naaseh V'Nishma, what do you need to kofra aleihem har kegigas upon them for? They just accepted it nicely. Hey Jews, you want my Torah? Yes. Okay, take it or die. You put a gun to that. That's like totally unexpected and even inappropriate l'chora. Unless you believe there's an inherent value of kof aleihem har kegigas. But why would that be? Maybe one can suggest that the Torah's model of chinuch is one where kimu mashakiblu kfar, but it's kfar. One should accept Torah upon themselves. One should invest because they chose to invest. One should love Torah and commit to it. One should have a personalized, subjective Kabbalah Satorah for themselves. But maybe that's stage two. Maybe that's after you grew up with a religious life without free choice. Maybe it's after a level of chinuch. Your parents raise you at a certain age in life, a certain way. They cultivate an environment of religious values. And you don't really have much of a choice when you're little. It's just kind of what you grew up with. It's what you know. It's what you're exposed to. And then at some stage in the game, and here's the challenge of Kiblu Mashi, Kimu V'Kiblu, Kiblu Mashi, Kimu Mashi, Kiblu Kfar. The challenge is internalizing it, making it your own. is that transformation from growing up as a religious kid, because that's what your parents instilled upon you, growing up as a religious kid because that's all you know, you knew, growing up as a religious kid because that's the way you were raised, into someone who genuinely appreciates it, genuinely values it, and you continue living a committedly religious life because kimu b'kiblu, kimu mashe kiblu kfar. You were mekabel at a young age, but it becomes deeply ingrained in you. There are two different elements of Kabbalah Satorah. One, I do what's right because God says so. I feel a sense of obligation, of moral and religious obligation. I do it because God wants me to. Then there's a second one, which is I do it because I love Him. I do it because I value Him. I do it because it's who I am. I do it because it gives me meaning. I do it because without religion, what would my life look like? It'd be empty and meaningless. What would my life be without God? I would just be born, and then I'd be dead, and just a bunch of arbitrary, random happenstance acts occur to me in between. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers, what Torah offers, is the ability to live a profound, meaningful life. But unfortunately, it's difficult to do that unless you've already done that. And therefore, the goal of Jewish education is to raise children who do the right thing at first, just because they're told it's the right thing, and ultimately to learn how to connect to it as life goes on. It's true individual, it's true national. If you would walk into the street and tell someone the beauty of Shabbos, there's a good chance they would value it incredibly. But say, I can't do that. I can't shut my cell phone for 24 hours. I can't not watch TV for 24 hours. I'll drive myself crazy. If you take the exact same person and invite them over 4 weeks straight for Shabbos, there's a good chance they would say, I want this to become part of my life. The ability to commit deeply is often based upon the experiential element. Once you've experienced and you've seen and not just heard about it, now it's what you want for your life. But the way you get started, you do what God wants because God says so. God says do it, and being a commandee of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Him being a God of people, we do what God says because He wants it, and slowly but surely, we begin to love it, appreciate it, connect to the geshmak of it, have it psychologically begin to fit in our psyche. Emotionally, you connect after. And if there would be no kimuv, if there would be no kafalan harkigigis, if there would be no strong, forceful command of God, take it or die, then shum tehei misaskam. You would take it or die, not now. But religion cannot last long term if it's just something you want to do and not something you feel obligated to do. If it's all about enjoyment of it, at some stage in the game, you'll find something you enjoy more. You can love learning a piece of Gemara. It's never as much fun short term as playing football or watching a movie. But no one would have signed up to come spend a year or two in Eretz Yisrael playing football 24/7 or watching movies 24/7. It's this deeper subconscious sense of I recognize that Torah is divine. I recognize the profound importance to it. I recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to learn Torah because that's what He wants. And that's why I'm going to do it. I feel almost obligated to do so because He's God. I force myself to do what's right because it's right. But you want to know what? Kimu v'kiblu, I learn how to love it as well. And again, Hashem's not threatening them they're going to die now. Hashem's not saying, I'm going to kill you right this second if you don't force to take my Torah after they just said, Naseh v'nishma. Hashem is warning them, I'm forcing you to take it now, because if I wouldn't force you to take it now, it would just be something you chose on your own and no sense of divine obligation. And without that long-term recognition that it's this is what God wants from me, there'll be new fancy hashkafas and new fancy ideologies that will come and replace it. Many of us are struggling. Western culture looks so tempting and it's beautiful. And 500 years from now, or 50 years from now, people will be looking back at Western culture as if it's ancient and prehistoric, like we look back at the previous cultural flashy thing at the time. Cultures come and go. Different societal themes and ideas and values come and go. Should we learn from them? Absolutely. Should we integrate them into our religious personality? 100%. What if we just close ourselves off from the outside world, not looking to gain what's good from it? No, you sift through, you use a sifter, and you figure out what's good or not. But the difference between Western culture, any other culture, versus Judaism is one we believe is divine, was divine, and will be divine. It's true ideas can change, it's true they can develop. But we're at the recognition of Kaf Alam HaKigigis. We signed up for the Torah because we believe it's divine. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these laws, these values, this system. It happens to be like it. Happens to be, it fits well with our personalities. We enjoy it. And we can be open to new ideas and inculcate them into our religious personalities and personas. There's a duality of choosing what you want and almost being choosing to be forced into Ratzon Hashem. And perhaps Kaf Alam Har Kigigis was originally needed nationally and individually. Follow God because He's God. And slowly but surely, it's not a quick process. Throughout generations, throughout time, throughout ourselves, we learn how to love and want to live the religious lives we were trained to live. Most of us like keeping Shabbos now more than 5 years ago. 5 years ago was a bunch of don'ts. And part of religion has to be the don'ts because God says, don't, game over. But the way you transform into loving religion, the way you metamorphosize into a person who can appreciate religion, is to begin to appreciate the profound meaning of Judaism and Torah more than the restrictiveness of the no's. Torah has a lot of no's, and it's very restrictive. And as long as you focus on the no's more than the meaning, the ability to connect to God, it can be a burden. But once you recognize that the power of living divine purpose in this world offsets the inconveniences and restrictions of the known, well, then you're ready for stage two. Then you're ready for Kibbul, 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 Mashi, Kibbul, Kibbul. And perhaps Purim, there's no greater time, whether it's when you're drunk or whatever it is, to look into your religious personality and say, I'm glad I signed up for this. I signed up because I knew I had to. And on Purim, the goal is to connect in a profound, deep way and say, wow, I really feel it. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar, I signed up for this years ago, and now I really love it. And as we progress forward in this year in Israel, first year in Yeshiva, Shana Aleph, and in life, to appreciate where we're going, what we've signed up to use Purim specifically and experiences in life much more generally, to more profoundly and to more deeply appreciate Kimu Vakivlu, Kimu Masha Kivlu Kfar, to appreciate, to love, to connect to emotionally, spiritually, religiously, psychologically, to what we've already signed up for at Dvar Hashem. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.